Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Girl, I'm bad, 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 bad. Amazing why.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure to be part of your day. It's always an honor to continue to be with you, and you're going to be glad you hung out with us because our good friend Wayne Cruz is back with us, ladies and gentlemen. Wayne's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, and he's been with us now for many, many, many years. He is vice president with the Competitive Enterprise Institute. We've been following him wherever he went. I think he started out here, and he went to Cato, and he's back at now. He's been back at CEI for a number of years, and he's just about the top dog over there right now. And we're going to talk about regulations. He's been covering. He's been reporting to us. Oh, for several years, many years now, almost since it began, he began compiling what he calls the 10,000 Commandments, annual snapshot of federal regulatory state, and we have the 2008 edition with us right now, and Wayne's here. Wayne, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks a lot for having me, Jim. I appreciate it.
It's good to have you back.
Well,
it's always a pleasure.
We keep talking about this this regulatory state each year, but it seems to get bigger each year rather than smaller, so we must not be using the right words.
I was going to say, what is going on with this? Because seriously, Wayne, when you first joined us on the show as a member of our Brain Trust, and I've got the date here, if you'll hold on one second, I can tell you when that is. This September will be your 10th anniversary, Wayne.
Wow.
Now what I remember was that... I know. What I remember, Wayne, is that I remember that in those days, it cost a small business owner approximately $6,000 per employee per year to comply with regulations. That number, according to the SBA, has gotten to more than $7,000. And so things are going the wrong way, right? What I wonder about is where would they be if it weren't for people like you and me yelling about this?
Well, that's one good way to put it. I mean, we want to try to take some credit, don't we? I mean, we got unfunded mandates reform back in the mid '90s, you know, and we got some extra small business reg relief.
Well, and George Bush put some extra teeth into the Office of Advocacy's charter.
That's right. And one of the things advocacy did, and I don't know if I talked to you since this, but with that a program that advocacy started up, they started soliciting comments from small businesses last year on this reduce and reform regulations, something like that. It was an R3 program at advocacy that's easy to find on their website. And I took part in their press conference to launch that program a little bit earlier this year over
that's
the National Press Club.
That's sba.gov/advo, by the way. Go ahead.
That's right. And when you get to .advo, I think you can do another /R3 and see this program. But the idea is to figure out from business people themselves what are the most burdensome rules that they're having to deal with, and then to submit those for comment to the Small Business Administration so that advocacy can try to weigh in on this. But, you know, the bottom line is this. We just had President Bush submit a $3.1 trillion budget. That's the first $3 trillion budget from any president in U.S. history. It's the largest government on planet Earth.
What does that include? Is that everything?
That's everything. That is
super nuts.
The entitlement programs. That's all of it. That's the entitlement programs. That's the discretionary funding. That's defense. That's the deficit. All of that is $3.1 trillion. But the interesting thing is...
What is that, about 23% of our economy?
It's something like 21%, something like that, as I recall. I think the GDP is around 13 or 13.5 trillion.
Yeah.
Anyway, at the same time, Bush was also the first president to submit a $2 trillion budget, by the way, and I think that was back in 2000. But the regulatory state alongside, that's all the stuff that you can't go and look up in the budget and find the line item for. That's the environmental rules you're dealing with, the Americans with Disability Act amendments, or the family and medical leave requirements, any kind of labor safety standards rules, any health and safety rules like that, also your energy efficiency and environmental rules in the regulatory state, and then all the economic regulation, you know, with different kind of support for certain industries that sometimes harms competitors and things like that. So the whole regulatory state at the same time is another $1 trillion on top of the plus $3 trillion that the federal government spends. So it ends up being a huge amount of money.
The unfunded mandate regulatory requirements, folks, is approaching half of the U.S. government's total spending. So this is on top of what the government is spending. Quick break. Right back with Wayne Cruz. More to come after these messages. 20 till. Stay with us.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground. Don't let your bed breaks go getting you down.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Lassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure to be part of your day. And let me tell you about our websites. I encourage you to go there and check these out, folks, because I think they'll help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. It's smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you find all the things that we do here, the show and the articles, the archives and the brain trust. Hundreds and thousands and lots of stuff there of all that stuff, including the simulcast of the show that we do every day, the replay, the archives, thousands of archives of past interviews arranged in categories, and the articles are arranged the same way. The Brain Trust members are arranged the same way. Our blog is there. You can subscribe to my free newsletter, which we send you every Sunday afternoon, get you ready for the week ahead. And, of course, don't forget our knowledge base, askjim.biz. We get small business answers now at smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Wayne Cruz is our guest. He's deposited lots of wisdom with us over the years, and we still have his every show, basically, at least since 99, every piece of information he's given us, we still have it there. So you can check that out. Wayne Cruz is Vice President for Competitive Enterprise Institute. That's CEI.org, right, Wayne?
That's it, CEI.org.
CEI.org.
You can find this report, and we've got folks doing everything from insurance issues to FDA reform, free market environmental themes, and basic, you know, defense of free enterprise. You know, all these debates we're having these days over corporate social responsibility, and you know, the business world sometimes has to be too apologetic, and it needs some legitimization.
So I want to talk about that in just a minute, but I want to finish on the commandments. But I do want to get in the last of the show, I should say, our interview. I want you to talk a little bit about that. But let's get back, folks. The last thing I told you was according to Wayne's report here, Wayne, almost $1.2 trillion.
For the cost of regulation.
And unfunded regulatory mandates,
right,
you estimate, in 2007.
Right. And to put that in a little bit of perspective, individual income taxes paid in 2007, $1.17 trillion. So the cost of regulation is what we pay in individual income taxes.
Think about it.
If you look at another similar
Now, does your compliance of this regulatory compliance in that number, does that include tax preparation?
It does have not the taxes you pay, but the paperwork.
No. But the cost of the preparation.
Yeah. That's right. That's
so tax preparation, your compliance with OSHA, folks, your compliance with EPA. If you ever have to do anything like that, any kind of human resources compliance that you have to do, any paperwork that you have to submit to the Labor Department or anything like that, all that rolls up. And accumulates to basically, in a way, I mean, some of it's good, some of it's necessary, but regardless, it basically is a tax, an unauthorized, not, I shouldn't say unauthorized, but a tax that's not part of a tax law.
It's a hidden tax on the citizens and on small business, on individuals, and I think one of the things to do is to better like I shouldn't be doing the 10,000 Commandments report. There should be annual reports coming out of the OMB
right.
or as part of the economic report of the president or part of the fiscal budget that gave a survey of the cost of regulation where it is. We were just talking about the amount relative to individual taxes. Corporate pre-tax profits are $1.3 trillion. That's an amount very similar to the cost of regulation. So imagine if the regulatory costs were instead going to creating new wealth and creating new jobs and creating an environment where small business could have more certainty for the future about what the economic landscape is going to be like. I thought, earlier this year, there was a $1.45 billion stimulus package.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I started compiling, and I did a little bit of work on that, too, earlier this year, but then when I started compiling 10,000 Commandments again this year, I thought, good grief, what we need is a deregulatory stimulus.
Right, right.
We need, that's what we really need in the country to give more certainty, more, so the small business especially needs to know that the risks they take are going to be rewarded down the road, and there's not going to be confiscation or some kind of unseen crazy rule that's going to pop up out of nowhere.
I heard somebody say recently, Wayne, that and I don't know if the guy was how accurate this is, but he said that before long we'll have more people in the Department of Agriculture, bureaucrats in the Department of Agriculture, than we have farmers.
That's like what, you see the USDA bureaucrat crying, and his buddy said, "What's wrong?" He says, "My farmer died."
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's exactly
right. It's funny because the fewer individuals are involved in farming, as it's gone more commercial, the bigger the agency gets. But the reason is to run all these price support programs and buyback programs and conservation programs and so forth.
What's insidious about all this is way back somewhere in the history of in the annals of our history is somebody passes a law that says, okay, we need to do this for these people, and then
right.
that becomes a little agency, and then the agency becomes a bureau, and then more people have to be hired, and this government we've got, folks, it's self-propagating, isn't it, Wayne?
It just
keeps building and building and building. And the thing is these guys have the ability to impose regulations on us that weren't part of the original mandate, the original law.
That's right. You end up at the point where small business is having to pay $7,640 per employee because you've got a lot of agencies who are issuing rules and they're not yeah. accountable to voters at all.
That's exactly right. There's nothing you and I can do about it unless we want to get rough with our government, which apparently we're not ready to do. And by the way, folks, if you want to really get angry, what you pay small business owners for regulation is about double what major corporations pay per employee. Stay with us.
That's
quick
right.
break.
That's the number.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Wayne Cruz is our guest, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, coming up on a 10-year anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust this September. We'll have to get you back on, Wayne, in September for sure and have an anniversary show. He's Vice President with CEI, Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org. Tell us a little bit about CEI, Wayne.
Well, we're coming up on our 25th anniversary, as a matter of fact. We just had our big 24th dinner. Václav Klaus was our keynote speaker. We're a libertarian advocacy and activist and analysis group. We're a think tank, but we also do a lot of fun things like with press releases, coalition letters, and so forth.
And appearing on the show, on radio, things like that, right?
That's right. We do a lot of appearances on the Small Business Advocate, that's for sure.
and so they can find you at CEI.org and they can and learn about what they can do if they want to join you, if they want to be part of what you do. And
exactly. You can find our reports. You can see what kind of things we're doing trying to keep it legal to have energy in the United States.
Right. Right. Exactly.
And doing what we can to liberalize the economy and be able to have business people create more wealth here and more jobs.
We're going the wrong way, Wayne, with regard to regulations, and it's getting more and more expensive on small business owners. How do we stem the tide, let alone turn back the clock?
Yeah, well, sometimes you get a groundswell for regulatory reform when they become so onerous that you get a vocal group come.
But when has that ever happened?
Well, in 95, with unfunded mandates reform, you had the nation's governors converging on Washington, saying, we can't even meet our own priorities and our own goals because we're having to meet Washington's mandate.
I remember that.
An unfunded mandates reform bill.
And of course, part of what rolled out of that was welfare reform, too.
That's right. We had the welfare reform of reforms of AFDC and block grants and all that sort of thing, too. But sometimes, unfortunately, you get a groundswell for regulation when there's an economic downturn. We don't want there to be an economic downturn that finally gets politicians to say, okay, we'll back off. You know, we'll take our thumb off the...
But if that's what it takes while we're here, I'll take that.
But if we're in it right now, and if it comes to be seen that, you know, we need to liberalize energy exploration, we need to liberalize the hoops that employers have to go.
We don't have the political leadership to do that right now, though, Wayne.
I don't think so, and we don't have a constituency for limited government at all. Mm-hmm. I don't see it from either.
Mr. Bush has not been overseen a positive direction in the regulations, has he?
No, I don't think so. There could have been a lot of liberalization of telecommunications, and communications is one of the biggest wealth creating sectors now. There could have been a lot of reform of FCC. We got highway and energy bills that put new controls on automakers and the energy industry rather than relaxed controls so that they can create more wealth. The aftermath of September 11th has meant a lot of our major infrastructure industries are subject to new regulation, like food processors and chemical plants, nuclear plants, railroads, and so forth.
And, of course, the big daddy, Sarbanes-Oxley.
And exactly, you know, the regulation of the financial sector, we ought to be really scared when we see no IPOs coming out of the U.S.
Yep.
for weeks, and we see when the IPOs do happen, they're taking place overseas.
In London.
That's crazy. That is crazy.
We can thank the knee-jerk reaction of Sarbanes-Oxley for that, folks.
That's right. And meanwhile, you know, the market had after the Enron collapse happened and these other companies like MicroStrategy that got hit with these accounting standards, the market jumped in and quickly disciplined them, but then government rides in
and the government put those people in jail under laws that were already in existence.
Exactly. We already had the means to deal with fraud and unfair dealing. We already had the means to deal with that. And when you have something like that occur, new tools. One of the mistakes we tend to make is that we say we inject government discipline when we don't pay attention to what the market is doing to discipline that behavior. I mean, the companies are disciplined by consumers, competitors, Wall Street, advertisers, the media, shows like this. There's a lot of pressures that come on any company that tries to act like Enron once did. But the price we're paying is that businesses are not going public here. The accounting firms are getting fat and rich when they're the ones who, you could say, were at fault.
Yeah, exactly.
They're the ones who are making out like bandits.
Exactly
after
right. After so, folks, these are very important topics. The things that Wayne's talking about right now, folks, are very important that you and I pay attention to the impact of the upcoming election on these things. We got to stem the tide and turn these things the other way. And who we elect, and not only at the presidential level, but the congressional level, will have a big part to play in whether we can turn this thing around. Wayne, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Thank you, Jim. Always enjoy it. Appreciate
be sure to come back for your 10th anniversary in September.
A little bit.
Wayne Cruz, ladies and gentlemen, with CEI.org, Competitive Enterprise Institute. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.